Welcome to Evoking the Authentic You. Please make sure you are in a comfortable space where you won't be interrupted and where you can safely relax and close your eyes, and where you can be with yourself, for yourself, and by yourself. As we prepare, I would like to ask you something. Who are you in the dream of you, in which you are the best version of yourself? How much do you now resemble that version? As you consider the answers, I invite you into the possibility of being a lot closer to it than you may think. Let's begin. Gently close your eyes. As you start to relax your mind and body, begin breathing slowly, deeply, and gently. Continue to breathe this way, relaxing all muscles, starting at the top of your head, all the way to your feet. Feel the tension release throughout your entire body. Relaxing and letting go. Relax your face, your neck, shoulders, your arms all the way to your fingertips, your mid-back, abdominal area, your hips and lower back. Keep breathing deeply and gently, relaxing your thighs, all the muscles of your legs, and finally your feet. Feel the relaxation and keep breathing slowly, deeply, and comfortably. As we continue, allow your mind to show you whatever it wants to show you. Just let your imagination reveal to you what you are meant to see at this time. Take a nice deep breath in. Don't forget to breathe out. And with your eyes closed and your body relaxed, imagine. It's a beautiful summer day. The sun is shining, you feel the warm air on your skin. There are a few white puffy clouds in the sky. You find yourself in a park, full of beautiful, luscious trees, flowers and birds singing joyfully. Look around and notice all the other details that your mind wants to show you, describing the beautiful scenery. Take it all in. Feel it, smell it, hear it, and taste it. All of it. You now realize you are alone in the park. You are sitting at the shore of a pond. There is almost no wind, so the pond is perfectly still. You lean forward and see the reflection of your face in the water. You look into your eyes. Some thoughts come to mind as you suddenly remember the questions I asked you at the very beginning. Who are you? In the dream of you. Maybe you want to look away. Maybe not. Maybe you keep looking into your eyes, searching to know the answers. What are you thinking? What are you feeling? Would you feel any differently if you considered the dream of you instead? Allow yourself to feel whatever you are feeling, You are feeling it because you are meant to. Keep breathing gently. Sitting at the edge of the pond, you look up slowly. Just above your reflection, you see the reflection of small clouds passing by. Each cloud has a word on it. Each word describes you. Describes how you feel and what you're thinking about yourself. What words do you see? Let your mind show you what it wants to show you. All those words are being shown to you so you can become more aware of them. And even though you may not like what you see, it's important that you see it. It is important you see all the words present in your mind describing you to you each and every day. And now, I want you to know something really important. Even though you are alone in the park, you are not alone in how you might be feeling. Maybe you feel some regret or embarrassment, disappointment or shame, and even pain. If you feel any of that, you are not alone because there are many other women who sat at this pond before you, and there are many who will come to sit here once you leave. Perhaps a tear spills out of your eye, perhaps not. Perhaps it rolls down your cheek and falls into the pond, disrupting its stillness. Perhaps not. Either way, you feel the urge to look up across the pond. There is a beautiful, grand tree there, just a few feet beyond the opposite edge of the water. You notice that your focus gently shifts from how you feel to what you see around you, and all the abundant greenery and splendor of that tree. Under the tree, there is a wooden bench. You notice a woman sitting there. She sees you looking at her. She gets up and begins to walk toward you along the pond's shore. Notice what she's wearing. As she gets closer, you realize something strange. You realize that it's you. It is your authentic self, the you dream of being, the you know you can be, the you that deep in your heart you know you already are. Now, she sits beside you and looks deep into your eyes. She touches your face and smiles. There is compassion in her eyes. She can feel what you felt just before you saw her. You begin to realize she is here to inform your heart. She takes your hand in her hand, whispers your name and says, "I have been waiting for you. I am so glad you are here. I've been watching you all of your life, learning what you know, experiencing all that you have experienced, and getting ready to meet with me at this very moment. Today is the day when you stop judging yourself so harshly. You have done your best at every moment of your journey, all the choices you have made, made you who you are today. All your joys and hardships, and all the times you tried to make sense of it all, is exactly what was needed to help you arrive at this point. She squeezes your hand ever so gently and says, I want you to consider that even though you judge so much of what you did and how you did it, perhaps there was no other way for you to do it. Do you know why? Because if you consider everything that happened in your life, what you've learned, everything you were told, and how all that shaped your beliefs and perceptions, maybe you had no other choice. You did what you knew how to do at each stage of your life. It's time to accept everything as it was and let go of disappointment. Release any judgment of you not doing better before you knew how. She speaks your name again and tells you, today is the day you begin to remember who you really are. You begin to taste the flavor of your own essence. Today, you sense the authentic self within, so that you can know it, feel it, see it, and be it. Now she takes your other hand, and as you feel the warmth of her touch, she continues by asking, who are you without your judgments, beyond what you see as limitations, and what you've been telling yourself with all those words in your mind? What is possible if you believe in yourself more, if you trust yourself more? Feel into all the possibilities yearning within your soul and all the dreams nestled within your heart, eager to exist. Suddenly, you see a white eagle swoop across the water. His majestic wings lift him up to the top of the grand tree. Now, your companion stands behind you. She puts her hands on your shoulders. You can feel her love, support, and adoration. You feel the warmth of her hands, and now, gentle tingling all over your body as her energy merges with yours. You feel what she feels, love and adoration for you, compassion for what you've been through, deep understanding of all the lessons you have learned, the meaning of all the difficulties you have endured. You feel acceptance and respect for all the choices you've made. You feel yourself releasing the disappointments, judgments, and disapproval, and instead, embracing understanding and forgiveness. You feel warm and tingly all over your body as you begin to feel the love for yourself expanding in your heart. You connect to the wisdom that resides deep within your being, the wisdom that's always been there ready for you to know it. It's as if you can see every day of your life in this one moment and how everything brought you to it. Now, as you breathe deeply and exhale slowly, you feel lighter freer. And you know you are exactly where you need to be. And you know you are exactly who you need to be. You look into the pond again. You see clouds reflected in the water. You notice new words that describe you. And your heart smiles. And you know this is who you really are. Strong, courageous, powerful, resourceful, inspired, capable, empowered and talented, safe, joyful, secure and abundant, passionate, knowledgeable and playful, accomplished. You know you matter. You know you are enough. And you know you are authentic. What else do you see reflected in the water? What other words or phrases do you notice? Let your imagination show you everything it wants to show you. Everything you dream of being, doing, and feeling. See your dream. Be your dream. Feel yourself free to be anything and everything you want and choose to be. And now, you look back and discover that your companion is no longer standing there. You wonder for a moment, and suddenly you realize she is within you. She is you, and you are her. Your heart is filled with joy and gratitude. You take a moment to honor yourself and your time at the pond. You take one last look around the park and see the eagle spread his wings and take flight again. And you too feel like you are ready to soar and reach far beyond what you thought was possible. You watch the eagle fly above you, over the treetops, at the edge of the park. All of a sudden, the wind picks up. The trees sway their branches as if to wave goodbye. You see the vision of this beautiful, peaceful park fade away. The sounds, the smells, the grand tree and the pond all gently disappear. And now, as you once again notice your breath, gentle and deep, you slowly and gently open your eyes. You find yourself sitting back in your room, the spot from which the journey began, and where you are now relaxed and comfortable in your own familiar surroundings. You gently move and stretch your body. The room looks and feels the same, but you are not. You know it, and your heart knows it, and you are so glad. And I am glad with you. As you continue to walk your path, take good care of yourself, reflect upon this journey, and savor your authenticity. And when in doubt, remember, authentic means from the source of origin. Connect to your source and know you are amazing.